is Nicole.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Clear Directions with Monica Becker. Monica is the founder of Clear Directions Coaching, a leadership coach and Dalai Lama Method facilitator here to introduce you to diverse guests offering education, insights, perspectives, and practical tools intended to assist leaders in resolving their internal and external struggles. Get ready for the next engaging and insightful conversation. Here's Monica now.
Well, hello there. Welcome, and thank you for choosing to be here with me today. I'm really glad you chose to join me on my show today, and I will do my very best to make it worth your while. I'm Monica Becker of Clear Directions Coaching, and as always, I'm speaking to you from beautiful North Vancouver in British Columbia, Canada, where I'm hosting my show every fourth Wednesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you are new to the show, let me just share my intention for my show with you. Myself and my guests, we are here to support you in finding your clear directions. So we will share experiences, insights, and practical tools with you so that you may use them to know yourself better and carve out your unique life path. As you may know by now, my show has an overarching topic of leadership. And in every show, my guests and I, we are looking or offering a new perspective at leadership. So we're looking at leadership from a different angle. And today's show is no different. You may remember that in December, I talked about self-leadership. When I offered you my perspective on how to live through the holidays with increased self-care and self-responsibility. So today's show is about another aspect of self-leadership. Our topic today is say no, hard to do, but good for you. So what we will explore throughout the next hour is why it can be challenging to reject someone's request of you and speak your truth, and more importantly, also what you can do to learn to say no with confidence and strength. Since there will be no guest on my show today, I will have extra time to answer your questions and offer you a quick guidance around your particular challenges with saying no. So get ready to call in or email us. I will do my very best to answer any questions during the show, and we will have a live segment of Q&A later on in the show in about 15 to 20 minutes, I would think. So, but first things first, maybe you are wondering how am I qualified to talk about this topic of saying no and what my experience has been or is? Well, I'll give you a very quick picture. So I was raised in a way where I thought that I had to put other people's requests of me and the needs of those other people before my own. As a result of that, I would oftentimes deny my own needs or desires, and I would also not speak my truth. Rather, I would make sure to fulfill these external expectations that I understood were put on me. So if you add to that my self-selected role of being, you begin to imagine how much I was entrenched in that habit of accommodating others at the cost of ignoring my own truth and denying my own knowing, inner knowing, my own needs and my desires. So as I was living along in this kind of pattern to accommodate others before myself, it eventually started to hurt inside, and I became sick, not just because of that, but there were other reasons that probably contributed to that. So, and then I had to basically learn to speak my truth and let my inner guidance take the lead because, yeah, my body basically showed me that there was something not going right in my life. So, and as soon as I learned to speak up and allowed myself to listen to my own inner truth and let my intuition take a guiding role in my life, my experience then of being internally calm and experience peace started to grow, exponentially. So there's something extremely liberating and powerful and rewarding about taking ownership of one's own life and no longer put other people's or society's expectations at the top of our priority list. So yes, I do have experience with learning to say no myself, and today I'm happy to share some of my own insights and experiences with you today. But before we dive deeper into today's focus of saying no, let me share again my understanding of self-leadership to create a little bit more of a context for today's topic. So many of us probably look at leadership as something that has more of an external focus of leading others or being led by others. At the same time, while there is, of course, this externally focused leadership, I find it crucial that we also learn to lead our own lives with a healthy internal focus on ourselves and our own inner guidance system. So when I speak about self-leadership, I mean for us to be the leader in and of our own lives, and to lead a self-directed life where you and nobody else sets the direction, where you set the tone and the flow for your life rather than allowing yourself to be determined and directed by external expectations, demands from other people, limitations, or judgments. Basically, you self-directed self-leadership means for you to be at the steering wheel of your life. Going along with that also means for you to take full responsibility for the things that you say, do, and feel, and therefore no longer to blame others or life for your misfortunes, for your hurt feelings, or other unpleasant experiences in your life. So only when you step into leading that kind of a self-directed life and you start to take full responsibility for your life's experiences, that's when you can start to live life without regrets and apologies, without excuses or resentments. It also means that you stop complaining, criticizing, or comparing. So for ourselves, then, and saying no fits well into this concept of self-leadership. Because only when we speak our truth and say no to something that we don't want to do or that we don't agree with, that's when we really take that full responsibility and step into self-leadership in this sense as I'm using it today. Although no, the word no is one of the shortest words in the English language, it seems to be one of the hardest words to actually express. And like saying no is so much more about, it's not so much about just the word no, but it's about the gesture of rejecting someone's request. So if you, like myself, have been raised in the understanding that it's not kind to say no to someone else and that we have to put others before our very own needs, well, then you probably understand how that can create much inner turmoil and conflict and also unhappiness. But I do believe that actually we all deserve to be happy. And happy people know when to say no and when to protect their own happiness and well-being. So have you ever been in a situation where you were asked to do something for another person and you said yes, although you really didn't want to do it and you really wanted to say no? How did that feel when that happened? Maybe you were frustrated and angry towards yourself for not having said what you really meant? Or did you actually feel resentment towards the other person because it felt as though that person was making you do something that you didn't want to do? You even felt defeated because, once again, you didn't manage to say no, although that would have been the most honest answer to give. So whatever your experience may be, I trust that in many occasions it didn't feel good. And it may also feel hard to change that habit. So let me just paint you a little bit of a picture of what actually you will get out of learning to say no. There's just three things that I would like to point out that happened for me when I learned to step into my own power and into my own self-directed life, and I learned to speak my truth more often. For me, I gained a sense of burden of needing to fulfill other people's needs before my own. So in some way, I stepped out of being a victim, and that brought a great sense of freedom and peace to my life. The second thing that I experienced was empowerment, because speaking my truth, for me, it felt like one of the most empowering things that I could ever have done for myself. It was an act of taking control over my life and establishing and drawing a clear line in the sand of what worked for me and what didn't, and what was right or what is right for me and what is not. So it was a way for me to establish and take control of my life, and that felt very empowering. And along those lines is the third aspect that I experienced, which is self-respect. Because saying no is really a gesture of me honoring my own truth and honoring what is right and good and what fits for me. So taking that step of speaking up my truth and saying no and yes when it was the right answer for me was a message to myself and others of respecting my own life, my own truth, my own needs and desires. So it was an experience of self-respect. There are, of course, many more truths, but for now, let's just get practical about how to say no well without coming across as aggressive or confrontational, but also not too soft. So here are just a few things that you can actually do to say no with greater clarity, respect, and strength. So this is now the part where I'm sharing the practical tool and some tips and exercises for you to do if you're ready to learn to say no and say it with strength and conviction. And once I've introduced those five tips, actually, then I will open up the lines and take questions and see if there is, you have any particular questions about the tips that I'm sharing, or you would like to just get a little piece of guidance about. First of all, when you find yourself in a situation where you are challenged because you feel that you want to say no, but it may feel, challenging and difficult to do, first thing, take a deep breath, because that will help you to be grounded and centered before you respond. So deep breathing and controlled deep breathing and other relaxation techniques are really something to practice ongoingly. And that will then help you to be better prepared and to be able to ground yourself more quickly by taking a deep breath once that you are in that challenging situation and getting ready to say no and say it from a place of groundedness and feeling solid. So practicing to be grounded and solid in yourself overall is my first tip for you that will also prepare you for saying no in those situations when you might feel it's challenging. Then when it actually comes to saying no and rejecting the other person's request, my second tip is for you to choose neutral, non-aggressive, and personal ways of expressing the no. Because when you speak in a non-confrontational manner and make your statement personal, like in an I statement, I feel or I think or I appreciate, whatever it may be, then the chances are that it will be received with greater openness by the other person than if you were to show up aggressively or if you were to blame the other person. Also, when you make I statements and you share how you feel about something, other people can never argue with your feelings. The way you feel is something so personable that it's not up for discussion, right? And it's saying, yeah, it's your personal life experience and nobody else can argue with that. So for example, you could say something along the lines of, well, I don't think this works for me, or I don't think I want to do this. Another example might be, I appreciate that you asked me, but I have too much on my plate as it is. The third way for you to express in a non-aggressive but personal way could be, I feel uncomfortable taking this on right now. It doesn't feel like a fit for me. So regardless of what the circumstances might be, do your best to stay personal and neutral. Now, my third tip is for you to be brief, honest, and firm. In other words, don't apologize or defend yourself, and don't get too wordy. Because many people like or tend to ramble and defend themselves or apologize when they feel uncomfortable, just like in a situation where they want to say no, but aren't quite feeling very certain about it. So when you ramble, you inadvertently open up the door for the other person to find something in your slew of words that they can possibly challenge or argue with. And that's about the last thing you want in this situation. So do your best to stay concise, short, and solid in your voice and your body language. And if you really need to get your point across, being firm and candid may be the best thing to do. For example, when someone asks you for your phone number and you do not want to give it, you could say, I'm not interested. That's four words, very short, brief, and gets the message across. Another thing you could say is, not in a million years. Like, and imagine the exclamation mark behind that. Or even shorter, no chance. So there are many ways on how you can get your message across in a brief, honest, and firm way. But for sure, do not apologize or defend yourself. You have the right to say what's true and right for you, and you said right. And you do not have to apologize for your point of view or what feels right and good to you. My fourth tip is for you to possibly buy yourself some time. Because in some situations, it may really be challenging to say no right there and then. So let the other person know that you want to think about it and sleep over it. You could say, let me think about it. I'll get back to you tomorrow. So that'll buy you some extra time, and it'll give you the chance to clarify for yourself and from within yourself to solidify your resolve, maybe even practice saying the no, and you then can prepare yourself for giving your honest answer in a polite but candid way. And the fifth tip for today is to offer something that you can say yes to. Because in some situations, it may feel like the right thing to do is to say no to the thing that you're actually asked about. but you also genuinely want to help the other person, and you want to offer them something that is related to their question. So if you are, for example, asked to help your friends paint their new apartment for the whole weekend, you could offer to help them for a couple of hours on one of the days. So rather than saying no to the whole thing altogether, you could offer them a little sliver of help, right? So you still have something to offer to them, and you don't have to say no to all of it, but you basically then take control over how much and what exactly it is that you do want to offer. Another way of doing that is, for example, if the thing that you are saying no to right now work for you later on, you could say something, well, listen, I'm unable to help you with this right now, but what I can do is block off some time for it in a couple of weeks. What do you think? Would that work for you? Right? So again, you're not completely denying the other person's request, but you are in some way opening and offering that portion that is still okay for you to offer. So that could be another way for you to actually go about saying no by offering something that is still possible for you to do and saying yes to that little portion. So how are these tips landing with you? Is there maybe at least one suggestion that you can try out to hear your comments and or questions around the topic of saying no? And yeah, email us your questions to ontheair@telus.net. That's on the air in one word at telus.net. Or you can call in to ask your question live. And the call-in number is 1-646-595-4274. So the number is 1-646-595-4274. Okay, I am just being notified that there is one possible caller wanting to speak to me. So let's just see if the person is online. I don't have an area code right now, but maybe at the switchboard we can put this caller on air. Hello, who am I speaking to?
Hi. This is Opulent. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Opulent?
I'm wonderful.
How can I help you? What's your question?
Well, I have a comment first. I think your topic is interesting about saying no. And when I tuned in, I heard you talking about it, and I thought, you know, the opposite of no is on, or if you turn it around. So I just
wanted
to put that out there.
Okay, and what does that mean to you?
To be on. As you ask me that, to be on with me, you know, to be on.
Okay, so meaning that you are, yeah, go ahead.
Instead of being off, and being off is when I can't say no, you know, so I need to be on and be in tune with who I am.
Right. So what I'm hearing you, yeah?
You go ahead.
So what I'm hearing you say is that in those situations, you want to be on as in honor yourself and be true to yourself and making sure that what you say is respect yourself.
And I like the way you took it to honor. Honor, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you for that perspective. I appreciate you calling in.
Oh,
awesome.
Pleasure.
I do. Yeah, thank you so much. I have a few questions that were emailed in, so I want to make sure that I'll have some time for those questions as well. So there's one question from Andrea, She asks, how do I deal with people being upset with me when I say no? Well, yeah, that's definitely a risk that we take when we say no and the other person doesn't like it. The best thing for you to do is over time, and that's not a one step or one moment thing, is to actually grow your own skin. What I mean by that is that you become so respectful of who you are and you are getting so clear about what is right and good for you that it no longer matters when another person has a different opinion than you. Right? So, and it's a process. And over time, it will become easier. I can tell you that from my own experience. And also, what you can also do is look at the situation as an opportunity for you to get to know yourself even more. Because if the fact that the other person is upset at you makes you upset, or maybe you feel uncertain or you doubt yourself, it's an indication that there is something inside of you that still needs some attention, some tender love and care, and there's a point inside of you where you still may want to grow your own strength and solidity, right? So you can always be respectful to the other person by saying, okay, I understand that you're upset or that you may not like my response, and this is still the way I feel, and this is my honest answer, right? And leave it at that. You do not need to argue. You can just repeat your response and leave it at that. I hope that helps you, Andrea. Question from Melissa. She asks, why do I feel bad when I say no? Well, that's really a question which is a little bit hard for me to answer because I don't really know your circumstances, Melissa, and your history, because there may have been experiences in your past where you had basically said no and you were maybe punished for it or rejected for it or reprimanded for it, right? So it's basically a question that I would like to throw back at you. So why do you feel bad when you say no, although no is the right answer? Maybe you can go back in your own history and explore a little bit of what happened, what situations were in your life where you said no, but people basically didn't honor that or made you feel bad about it, right? So give that some thought and feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy, which I will repeat at the end, I'm happy to have a complimentary conversation with you to maybe explore that a little more or help you learn how to say no without feeling bad about it. A third question comes in from Anne in New York. How do you know when you should be saying no specifically? Well, that's a really good question. And again, it's probably a process for you to identify what feels right to you at any moment in time, right? Because oftentimes from my own experience, I know that I can be so conditioned by external pressures, expectation, or information coming at me that I'm no longer sure what's actually my opinion and what is somebody else's opinion or what does society want from me. So yeah, this is a really good point. And the only thing that will help you is to actually get to know yourself more. Meditate, sit still, identify your values and get a sense for who you really are, what matters to you, and then practice living that so that over time you get that experience of what it means to be you and to be you truthfully. And that'll then help you to guide you in those moments when saying no might be the best. Could also do, just thinking about it, is use also that tip 4 that I shared with you, which is to buy yourself some time. When you feel that you are uncertain about how to answer a question, you can always ask the other person, well, let me think about it. I'll get back to you later or tomorrow. And then use some quiet time to actually feel it out for yourself what is the right thing to say. I hope that helps. So we have a fourth question from Deanna Kay. How do I say no without coming across pushy or hostile? Yeah, another good question, and it goes back to my second tip, which was to choose neutral and non-aggressive language and also personal ways of expressing the no, right? So definitely you have a choice of which words you use in order to respond and to say no to the other person. And it really, in the end, it boils down also to your energy that you bring into that interaction with the other person, because when you are calm and firm and solid in yourself, there's no reason for you to be pushy or use hostile words or gestures. Because once that you are clear about who you are and what is right and good for you, then you can just be very calm and solid and firm in your delivery, and without needing to use aggressiveness or confrontational words or gestures. And there's just one other aspect that I would like to point out. Like, even if you come from that place of calm and firmness and clarity, the other person may still perceive you as pushy or hostile, but that is their responsibility. You are not responsible for how your clear message lands with them. As long as you are speaking your truth and you're saying it in as respectful a way as you can, how it lands with the other person is not your responsibility, theirs. So even if they blame you to be pushy or hostile, you can always reflect on it and really be honest with yourself. Like, was there something pushy about me or not? Right? And have that kind of a conversation with yourself to establish whether, yes, there is something that you can still learn in becoming less pushy, or if the other person actually just has a problem with hearing a no from you. Hey, I hope that answered your question. So then there's Lisa in Ontario. Her question is, sometimes when I say no, I worry I would regret it. How do I resolve that? Yeah, okay, well, maybe there's no complete resolution for it all the time, because there may indeed be decisions that sometimes we regret because we find out afterwards that, well, maybe we didn't take everything into consideration that we could have. Or we get misled by maybe the external expectations and conditioning, and we don't realize that in the moment when we give our answer. So I think, again, similar to what I already said a couple of times, the thing is for you to get to know yourself better and to get to know what matters to you and what in general is right for you and what is not. Because when you come from that place of clarity about what is good and right for you, then you're much less likely to regret your decisions when you're coming from that place of inner knowing and of inner strength and inner clarity. But that means that you need to cultivate a practice and a habit of getting to know yourself, sitting still with yourself and getting to know yourself from the inside out. And I'm sure that will help you to then make decisions and give responses that you do not regret. Okay, Lisa, I hope that's helpful. Then we have another question, and this one is from Kelly D. How do you set healthy boundaries around loved ones with saying no? Yeah, that's a particular tricky one, especially when it comes to loved ones, as in family or, yeah, other dear relationships that we all have in our lives, because, yeah, we love those people and we don't want to disappoint them. And also we want to be loved back by them, right? So when it comes to setting healthy boundaries, there's a couple of points that, and I may be repeating myself, but it's probably worth repeating, is that first of all, Kelly, you're well advised to, again, figure out who are you, what is important to you, and get really clear on that, as clear as you possibly can. And then let that clarity and your inner and your intuition guide you in those moments when a healthy boundary might need to be set. And when you come from that place of inner knowing and the feeling, well, this is just right for me and the other thing is wrong for me, to actually declare that boundary without needing to be harsh about it, right? You can still be very calm and respectful towards the other person while at the same time being firm in establishing what's right and good for you, right? And we may not always be able to do it elegantly and perfectly and totally like 100% well. And that's okay. We're all human beings, right? We're stumbling and we're learning. But even if it comes across as a little clumsy or maybe not as firmly as you would like to, it's important that you do say what's true for you, even if it doesn't come across 100%, as I said, in the best way possible. Right? Because, yeah, you need to make yourself heard in order for the other person to have an opportunity to understand or to begin to understand where the boundary is, right, and where how far they can go and what's to you and what no longer is, right? So, yeah, loved ones is a particularly tricky one because there is the emotional involvement with both parties, which creates particular dynamics and expectations. I hope that's helpful, Kelly. Okay, then there is one more question from Anita in Vancouver. What if you go too far in the wrong direction and start saying no too often? Well, what can I say to that? Well, maybe it's a learning process, right? Like a pendulum. Like when we learn something, and especially when we come out of a habit of not saying no often enough, and we learn to say no, we might actually for a little bit overdo it and say it too often. Well, if you already know that you're saying it too often, you're having a pretty good starting point because situations and become curious with yourself. Okay, so what was going on in those situations where I said no, although no didn't really feel like the right answer, right? So maybe there's something for you to become curious with yourself and explore what was going on for you in those situations when you said no, although yes or maybe might have been a better answer. So it's probably an exercise of you, first of all, becoming aware of those situations and exploring what was going on for you and what you could have done or could do differently going forward. And it may just be a fine-tuning process, right? Allowing yourself to find out what are really the situations where I am clear about a no, situations that might be a maybe, and where do I want to say yes, right? So it's probably a process for you to, yeah, explore yourself, get to know yourself better, look at the situations where you said no that now feel like they might have been not really a no situation. And, yeah, check in with yourself what it would have been a better or more appropriate answer in that moment, right? Okay, Anita, I hope that answer helps you a little bit on your path to learning to say no. So for now, we don't seem to have any more questions. So I have another tip for you, which is a bonus tip. And I personally learned that quite a few years back in a very short laser kind of like coaching session with a coach here in Vancouver. And it's quite an elegant way of saying no, but it only works in a situation where you actually for their support. So let me paint you the picture. For example, if you have firmly committed to taking time for yourself every night, and a friend asks you to come over for a movie night, but you don't really want to because you have that commitment with yourself to have quiet time. So here's what you could say. Well, thanks so much for the invite. You know how much I enjoy our time together. In this case, however, I need your support. I have committed to taking time for myself every night, and I would really appreciate it if you would support me in those efforts by not pushing me into coming over, but for you to understand my need for time alone. It would mean the world to me if you were to support me in my commitment to myself. So this is quite an effective way to turn your friend's request of you into your request of him or her to support you. And you don't even have to say no in this case. But that only works if you are sincere in what you ask their support for, and if it's a real reason for you to decline their original request. So when you sincerely and genuinely ask for their support, they may actually feel elevated and honored to be able to support you. And they might actually be quite willing to let their request of you go because they understand what is important to you and as your friend or business partner, whoever it may be, they might actually be very happy to support you because they appreciate you. So that's kind of like my bonus tip for you as it comes to the particular challenge of learning to say no. So the lines are still open if you want to ask further questions or get a little tip or guidance on how to say no. So while I'm waiting for that to possibly happen, I do have another little topic that I at least want to start to get into, which is related to our challenge of saying no, and that's the topic of selfishness. Because if you are anything like me, you may be challenged by the thought or assumption that there's something selfish about saying no, especially when it comes to other people asking that could really use my help, or maybe it's an authority figure that I'm challenged to say no to. So there, for me at least, there was the struggle about thinking that I'm selfish, and selfish was something that I always considered to be bad. And I would like to actually, let me just see, I'm just getting a notice here that, okay, so actually there is a caller in the line. And it says the all once is the area code. So all once. Are you on the line?
Yes. Hello.
Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Lisa, Arizona.
Hi, Lisa from Arizona. How can I help you? What's your question?
Lisa, I apparently am at renting a place that I was going to conduct some form of business.
Yeah.
I'm not sure to continue because there's been so many obstacles in this 22 days, and I have talked to the other business to, and it's not them, it's just one individual, and I'm not sure to stay or not, but I have to make a decision quick, but I'm aiming more like I should go.
Okay.
So
where does that no come from? Is it your mind, your intellectual mind, or is it an inner gut feeling? Where is the no coming from?
It's telling me for me to go ahead and not to leave, not to continue. And
yeah.
I feel it for my stomach.
Okay. So in general, and has your stomach been guiding you well in the past?
Yes. Yes, yes. If I ignored, it comes out true. It comes the opposite when I ignore what I'm feeling. And then experience the problem.
Yeah. So what keeps you from trusting your stomach then in this situation?
Because this is something that I wanted to do. It's a business that I wanted to do. Location that I found that I could that was pay for, but there's
so what,
a lot
of. What's the particular challenge that you have with the other person?
He claims that I don't like him, and he called the landlord, and he also complained about the other three businesses next to him because it's a line.
Yeah.
And the law enforcement have come over there, and it's like, oh my goodness, this is not good.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like a very healthy situation. And to be honest, it's a little hard for me to really advise you in this very moment because I'm not too sure that I get the whole picture of what's going on and your involvement and the other person's roles. So because we're coming slowly to the end of the show time, how about you connect with me and we can have a quick conversation later on and maybe shed some light on it for you then? And that then I might I will be in a better position to actually support you than if I do it here in a rushed 2 minutes that we only have left. How does that sound, Lisa?
Yes, absolutely beautiful. Yes, thank you. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you email me at Monica, and that's Monica with a K, M-O-N-I-K-A, at cleardirections.ca. So Monica, M-O-N-I-K-A. At clear directions, that's the plural, all in one word, cleardirections.ca.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'll make some time for you either today or at the latest tomorrow, and then we'll chat and see if we can help you gain some perspective and a good decision.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Okay, thanks for calling in, Lisa. Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, well, that's right on the mark. It's 11:50, so we have another about 5 minutes. And thank you so much, everybody, for your questions, for calling in or emailing your questions in. Those were great questions. So if you haven't had a chance to call in or you're listening to the show later on, but you would like to dive a little deeper into the topic of saying no and how to learn it well, I invite you to actually get in touch with me. So this is the part where I do my shameless self-promotion. So I invite you to either book a complimentary clarity session with me, similar to what I just offered Lisa to do, and we'll do it very soon because apparently her situation is a little urgent. So I invite you to book yourself into a complimentary clarity session with me. And I'd also invite you to find out more about my Learn to Speak Up program, which is something new that I'm rolling out. And if you have trouble with saying no or in general with speaking up for yourself, this may be something that may be of interest to you. So the way to reach me is by email, same email that I just shared with Lisa, which is Monica, M-O-N-I-K-A, at cleardirections.ca. So it's Monica at cleardirections.ca, the German way, M-O-N-I-K-A. And if you wanted to apply for a complimentary and no obligation clarity session, you could also go to my website at cleardirections, again the plural, all one word, cleardirections.ca, /clarity-session. There is an application form for you to fill out a few fields, and when you submit it, I'll get notified and we can set up a time to have our 45-minute to an hour conversation. Okay, so I thank you very much again for your attention and for your participation today. Next month, at the fourth Wednesday in April. I will be back online on the air. And again, we will be looking at self-leadership, but another aspect of it. And it will be all about learn to speak up. So today, saying no was part of that, but next time we'll take a broader look at learning to speak up. And again, I will have time to take audience questions, to answer some of your concerns or take your comments and hopefully give you a little bit of guidance if you are struggling or if you want to learn to speak up. So again, thank you very much for being on air with me today. I appreciate your participation. I wish you a wonderful day. And yeah, go say no whenever no is the right answer for you. Thank you so much. Bye for now.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.
News for the Soul Radio will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January 2021. After nearly a quarter of a century of grassroots investigation and exploration into the unknown and lesser-known realms to discover what's really real and what's really possible, with News for the Soul founder journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm, we now find ourselves here in this pivotal moment in human history. Staying in our power and in our hearts is more crucial than ever. We are continuing to work 24/7 at News for the Soul to uncover truths and techniques to best maneuver through challenging times. We are increasing our broadcasting hours to support and serve in the highest way possible. Tune in daily to discover hosts and radio shows and also to hear Nicole Marie's latest cutting-edge interviews with luminaries of our times speaking to what's happening in our world today from a conscious perspective. Community, consciousness, and positive empowered focus are crucial. We are here for you. Go to newsforthesoul.com to find out more. That's newsforthesoul.com, and spread the word so others can avail themselves to this free resource as well. That's newsforthesoul.com.